WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, and welcome back to Stoic State of Mind. If you're tired of feeling like your relationships are stuck in a perpetual loop of misunderstandings and miscommunications, buckle up because today's episode is for you. We're diving deep into the fascinating world of emotional intelligence, how it shapes our connections with others, and more importantly, how we can level up our own EQ to build stronger, more fulfilling relationships. Ever felt like you're speaking different languages with your loved ones? You know that feeling when things just get sticky? We've all been there, but what if I told you that understanding and managing emotions, both our own and those of others, is the key to unlocking a whole new level of connection? Now, emotional intelligence isn't about being overly sensitive or walking on eggshells. It's about having self-awareness, knowing your own triggers and reactions, and empathy, being able to see things from other people's perspectives. Think of it like this: you wouldn't drive a car without understanding the gas pedal, the brakes, and the steering wheel, right? Emotional intelligence is like the GPS system for navigating the complex terrain of relationships. So, let's get into 5 key takeaways that can help you become an EQ master. First up, self-awareness. This is about knowing your own emotional landscape. What makes you tick, what sets you off, and how you typically react in different situations. Take some time to journal, reflect on past interactions, and pay attention to your body's signals. Ever notice how your heart races when you're stressed or how your gut clenches when you're anxious? Recognizing these physical cues is a powerful tool for understanding your emotions. Number 2. Self-regulation. Once you understand your emotional triggers, you can start to manage them more effectively. This doesn't mean suppressing your feelings, that never works. It's about learning healthy coping mechanisms like deep breathing exercises, mindfulness practices, or simply taking some time to process before reacting impulsively. Think of it like this: your emotions are waves, and self-regulation is the surfboard that helps you ride them without getting tossed around by every little swell. Now, let's talk about empathy, understanding others' perspectives and feelings. This involves active listening, paying attention to both verbal and nonverbal cues, and trying to see things from their point of view, even if you don't agree. Remember, people often express their emotions differently based on their upbringing, personality, and experiences. Fourth, social skills. These are the tools that allow us to build and maintain healthy relationships. This includes effective communication, conflict resolution, teamwork, and building rapport with others. Think of it like this: social skills are the bridge that connects us to others. And finally, motivation. This is about having a positive outlook, setting goals, and staying committed to personal growth. When we're motivated, we're more likely to put in the effort required to build strong relationships and navigate challenges effectively. Think of it like this: motivation is the fuel that keeps our emotional engine running smoothly. Now, imagine this: you're having dinner with your significant other, and a disagreement arises about something seemingly trivial, like what movie to watch. Instead of letting frustration boil over, you take a deep breath, actively listen to their perspective, acknowledge their feelings, and try to find common ground. That's emotional intelligence in action. By practicing these 5 key takeaways, self-awareness, self-regulation, empathy, social skills, and motivation, you can transform your relationships from stressful to supportive, from one-sided to balanced, and from lukewarm to truly fulfilling. Remember, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. There will be ups and downs, moments of triumph, and occasional slip-ups. But the key is to keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing up for yourself and others with authenticity and compassion. So, let's take these powerful insights and put them into action starting today. Challenge yourself to practice active listening in your next conversation, reflect on your emotional triggers this week, or simply make a conscious effort to be more understanding and empathetic. Every small step counts towards building stronger, more meaningful relationships. And remember, if you found value in today's episode, share it with a friend who could benefit from these insights. Your actions can ripple outwards and inspire others on their own journey to emotional mastery. Until next time, stay stoic, stay resilient, and keep building those incredible connections.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.